So I'm a toad, am I? Puffed up with my own poison, eh?
Stop it, stop!
Stand out of my way!
I'll make you pay for every blow on Lothar's back, Captain X. Take it, Lothar. Take it like you've taken the pain of those wires that cut into your wrists. Don't let the yellow swine know he has the power to hurt you. Our turn will come, Lothar.
You fail, Captain X, because you can only smash bodies in cities. You can't destroy spirit. A spirit that's beginning to echo around the whole world, crying thumbs up. Now, if you want to use that rope on my shoulders, I'm ready. Well, why don't you strike? Have I made you just a little afraid? Have I, Captain X?
I can't take it if he strikes Nada. I can't. Not even to save our lives. If I hear one blow across Nada's back, it'll be the last blow Captain X ever strikes. He doesn't answer it. If I could only see what's going on without letting him know that I am not dead. I wonder if I can reach his mind with a warning and Nada's with a message. It's worth trying.
Well, Captain X, you stand there with that knotted rope end raised above your head, but you're afraid to strike me. I can see it in your face.
Afraid? What makes you think I'm afraid?
Answer him with the words I put in your mind, Nada.
I knew tomorrow you would strike. Isn't there a still, small voice ringing in your ear? A voice that says there's already too much blood on your hands? The blood of innocent people who cry out from the bottom of the sea where you have sent them?
No. No, I hear no such voice.
You lie, Captain X. You do hear such a voice. Not the voice of conscience, because you have none, but the voice of fear. Fear that you may soon meet the death that you plan for others.
Why are you looking toward that stretcher where Mandrake lies? Are you afraid of the dead?
I'm not afraid of Mandrake, alive or dead.
Will you not stand in front of me, Miss Nada? Lothar, I'm not afraid of blows.
I'll move when Captain X drops that rope end.
All right, there it is. What's a beating more or less when you're all going to die so very, very soon? But I have one more little experiment I intend to make before I blow you all to kingdom come.
Why are you drawing a gun?
I'll show you why. I want to look at Mandrake's face under this blanket. Open your eyes, Mandrake. I know you're not dead.
You seem to have the situation well in hand, Captain X. Did I give myself away when I sent that mental warning into your mind a moment ago,
Oh, Mandrake, you did, in trying to save me.
No, he merely startled me for a moment. I've known ever since I've had him carried here from the submarine that he was playing possum. I thought I could make him squirm if I threatened to beat you, Nada.
Captain X, you're even smarter than I gave you credit for being.
It's amused me to let you play whatever game you thought you were playing. But I'm getting tired of games.
Ah, all games must come to an end, Captain X.
I'm glad you can see that. Yours is about played out. Your old friend is waiting outside for me to call him in, Mandrake.
Old friend? I don't understand.
And lying won't save you or Dorfman.
Dorfman? What do you mean?
I knew he lied when he said he put two bullets in your back.
He thought she had.
No, he didn't. He planned to help you escape. But he didn't fool me, not for a minute.
You're almost too clever to go on living, Captain X.
Only the good die young, Mandrake.
If that were true, you would live forever. And what a horrible thing that'd be for the world, Captain.
You...
Don't strike him, please.
Let him strike. It'll give me one more good reason to rejoice when Captain X destroys himself.
Me? Destroy myself? How do you think I'll do that, Mandrake?
That is my little secret. One I intend to keep locked away in my mind.
Always bluffing.
Not always, Captain. Sometimes I speak with the certainty of a prophet who can look just a little ways ahead into the future.
And what do you see, my dear prophet?
I see you at the bottom of the sea. You and all your foul crew, unless you release us all and give us safe conduct from this camp.
You must be a fool, Mandrake. To think that I would do a thing like that on the strength of a cheap threat.
I call upon Nada and Lothar to witness that I have warned you.
That's rich. He calls upon you, Nada, and you, Lothar, to witness that I am to be destroyed with all my crew.
I heard him, and I believe him.
If Master say you're going to die, you're going to die. Master never tell lies.
Maybe I am. No submarine captain ever knows what's in store for him when he dies beneath the seas. But neither you nor your friends will live to hear of my death, Mandrake.
I wouldn't be too sure of that, either.
I'm going to make sure. I'm going to find out right now how you intended to get loose after I left here. Let me see what you've got under that blanket. Ah, a couple of pistols. No doubt donated by Dorfman.
Oh, he's found them.
Maybe you talk too much, Mandrake. I didn't know you had these. Now, open your hand.
Hmm? My hand?
You heard me. Do you want me to crack your knuckles with a gun butt to open your fingers?
No, no. No, there you are.
Ah, very, very pretty.
Him find knife, too.
Yes, and it's Dorfman's knife. I know it's his because this blade is hidden in the handle and releases with a spring.
You find out everything, don't you, Captain? That is nearly everything.
So you thought you could cut yourself loose with this knife after I had left, huh? Release your friends and be a safe distance away when I blew up this place by radio control from the submarine.
That's not bad guessing.
But you made one bad mistake, Mandrake.
Oh? Oh, please point it out to me so I won't make it again in the future.
Don't worry about that. Your future hasn't more than 5 minutes to run.
Oh, 5 minutes. That's not very long.
You underestimated me as an enemy, Mandrake.
Have I, Captain?
But I have for never one moment underestimated you, Mandrake.
Your flattery cheers me in my last moments, Captain.
I have known from the beginning how tricky you were, how clever at wriggling out of tight places. So I have never intended to take any chances with you.
My reputation for once would seem to be a fatal handicap, hmm?
Yes, you're quite right, Mandrake. Your reputation is going to be the death of you.
Hmm. Have you planned something special for me, Captain?
I have. I don't intend to leave you behind to wriggle out of those ropes in any manner and release your friend.
Just what do you intend to do?
I'll very gladly show you. Dorfman! Dorfman!
Aye, sir.
Shut the door.
Aye, sir.
Come here.
Yes, sir.
Know why I brought you up here, Dorfman?
No, sir.
Can't you even guess?
No, sir. I don't know what you're getting at, sir.
I'm going to knock you down, Dorfman. Maybe you'll understand.
Is there no end to your brutality? The man's already been wounded.
Get up, Dorfman.
Yes, sir.
Your friends don't like to see you hurt.
My friends? I don't know what you mean, sir.
No? Well, that's Lothar over there. And if you were to look in that next room, you'd find Tommy Turk.
I still don't understand what you're accusing me of, sir.
Stop lying, Dorfman. If you hadn't helped Lothar and Tommy escape from the submarine, they'd be at the bottom of the sea right now.
You're mistaken, sir.
That barracuda caught them again. It's no fault of yours. And you didn't stop but trying to help them escape either.
What are you accusing me of now, sir?
This is your knife, Dorfman. Catch.
What?
Is it?
What?
Answer yes or no.
I believe it is, sir.
Know how Mandrake got his hands on it?
Mandrake?
Yes, if you look on that stretcher, Dorfman, you will see that Mandrake has made a remarkable recovery. He's quite alive.
Yes, I see, sir.
He couldn't be alive if you had put two bullets in his back the way you told me you did, could he?
No, sir.
So you lied about that?
Yes, sir, but I...
Silence! I'm going to give you a chance to try your marksmanship again. Face Mandrake on that stretcher.
Yes, sir.
Now I'm going to hand you my gun while I stand behind you. Take it.
Yes, sir.
Now I have another gun in your back, Dorfman. When I count three, I want you to put those two bullets you lied about before in Mandrake's back. And if you don't, I'm going to put two bullets in your back.